Technology. The government has put in place policies and regulations to enable Kenyans access internet and utilize online services comfortably. Director Information in charge of ICT Directorate of Information and Broadcasting in the State Department for Broadcasting, Esther Wanjau said the e-services provided by the government has enabled public services to be carried out with ease. She singled out the laying out of the undersea submarine cable, the East Africa Marine Systems, to open Kenya to the rest of the world, noting that for the government to fully utilize the cable, it laid a terrestrial fiber optic known as National Optic Fiber Broadband Infrastructure, NOFBI, in the country from the county and sub-county level to serve the underserved and unserved. Other digital initiatives that have been put in place by the government include the Integrated Financial Management Information System to handle financial issues, Integrated Payroll and Personnel Database used by Human Resource for managing civil servants' payroll, among others, a government achievement that has promoted e-services in the country. The government has also established an e-citizen portal, which is a one-stop shop that offers government services online, said Wanjau. She was speaking on Thursday during the 6th General Assembly and Conference for the Association of African Public Service Commissions, AAPSCOMS, held at Safari Park Hotel in Nairobi. The three-day conference, which started on Wednesday, has brought together 10 countries, namely Eswatini, Ghana, Lesotho, Namibia, Nigeria, South Africa, Tanzania, the Gambia, Zambia and Kenya, and representatives from Cameroon, Uganda and Egypt, who have come together to collaborate and deliberate on ways of supporting PSCs to develop and implement strategies that can improve service delivery in public service. Ms. Wanjau, who was one of the panelists, in her presentation on leveraging ICT for effective and efficient service delivery, said Kenya government has leveraged ICT through internet connectivity, digitalization of government services, put in place proper regulatory framework and development of ICT human resource capacity, enhance productivity and entrepreneurship, as well as promote job opportunities for the youth and boost the country's economy. The government has also put in place stringent measures to curb cybersecurity for the citizens to feel secure to use it and to mitigate the cyber threats, she added. The panelists were giving their input in a paper on the topic presented by Dr. Osteria Lethalase in Tsika, Lesotho PSC delegate, on how Lesotho government intends to leverage ICT in their service delivery. Director Information in charge of ICT, Directorate of Information and Broadcasting in the State Department for Broadcasting, Esther Wanjau, giving her presentation on leveraging on ICT for efficient and effective service delivery during the 6th General Assembly and Conference of the Association of African Public Service Commissions, AAPSCOMS, held at Safari Park Hotel in Nairobi on Thursday, November 7, 2024. Dr. Intsaik said she is impressed by how Kenya is using community participation to empower women with digital skills to improve productivity, noting that they will have a conversation with Kenya with a view to replicate the same in Lesotho. In his presentation, Lushelo Rabusha, Managing Director Adapt IT from South Africa, said laying of digital infrastructure has generated economic opportunities in the rural areas and among the Gen Zs who use smartphones, and urged public institutions to use the knowledge they have to uplift the capacity of their internal staff. Panelist Professor Jimmy Macharia of United States International University Africa, USIU, in charge of technology and training, while giving his presentation, recommended that governments should have units where they can standardize issues on procurement of technology systems during signing of contracts with suppliers. He gave an example of Kenya, where the government has digitized the Integrated Financial Management Information System, a payment system where all government departments are required to procure on the online portal, which he encouraged other countries to emulate for efficiency. Professor Macharia said leveraging on ICT for efficient and effective service delivery helps to save cost and time, as well as increases productivity and innovation, adding that public servants need to be trained in artificial intelligence and other technologies for them to be well-versed in using modern technology. How public service transforms to accommodate these changes will make it easier for government agencies and departments to collaborate to execute key processes, he stated. Professor Macharia at the same time stressed the need for promoting equity and digital economy in the rural areas through community networks, a move he noted will help to empower women who are the majority of the population. He added that studies have shown that women smallholder farmers account for 67%, and the use of community networks participation will help to provide and spread internet signals and maintenance of the internet signals. Macharia said for efficient service delivery among public servants, the public service commissions should assist countries to efficiently execute policies and strategies for the benefit of citizens. He also mentioned that recruitment of the right people is key and effective in the management of performance and collection of revenue in a workplace.